Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
That's right, that's
right. It's gonna be us. We can drink and talk shit as much as we want. Nobody can say anything to us.
D.L. Hughley, uncut.
D.L. Hughley, uncut.
Why do you always look like you?
No, because I messed up my audio pack and I couldn't hear anything.
Nobody would have
knew
that.
So I thought I blew it up.
Just play along.
Well, I wouldn't be able to hear, okay?
You gotta hear?
I do need to hear.
You're a woman. You don't need to hear.
I need to hear the cue.
you ain't gonna listen no goddamn way.
Well, that's beside the point. Who cares? And you're one to talk about not listening.
Huh? Who are you? Where
exactly.
Am I here? When do I get to talk?
You talk all the time.
I'm sick and tired of this.
Of.
I'm sick and tired of all the cliches, like I am. Like, the protesting's fine, but not the looting. The only reason people listen is because shit gets tore up, and that's unfortunate. I don't want that to be the case, but what they're saying is, yeah, have your little protest, but don't disturb me.
Yeah.
Protests, by definition, are supposed to be disruptive. And we have 13 corporations come out, and they said something about it. And that isn't because even in some of their statements, they made reference to how we can replace windows and merchandise. But it's people that are important.
Sure.
It's disingenuous when you have a nation that spreads democracy with a smart bomb to then say, I don't understand why people destroy shit to be heard. It's ridiculous. If when Libya was getting bombed by their whatever fucking desperate leader they had, what did we do? We bombed them. Like when they were getting chemical weapons, we bombed them to protect them.
Right.
We have a society where we kill people who kill people to show that killing people is wrong. Yes. So shut up. Violence is what we do.
Bombing is the tantrum of the power elite.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
What I think also is, I think you, when you want to communicate with someone, you speak their language. And when you look at how this country was founded, when you think about the rape, the looting, and the violence that started this country, I think, and I'm not saying that I condone violence, but I can understand, you see how it got their attention.
If America didn't condone violence, how come we so good at it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's their language.
It's literally like this. You ever had a conversation with somebody? And they can't hear you, so you talk a little louder. And they still can't hear you, so you talk a little louder. And they can't hear you, so you end up fucking shouting. That's what this is. And this has happened over 100 riots in this country, primarily for the same reason, with the same results, where something gets tore up. And it's insulting when policemen and National Guardsmen are called out, not to protect the citizens, but to protect. They are there to protect target, not the motherfuckers with targets on their back, not them. And it's disingenuous. And if I see one more fucking Christian in America hold up a Bible, Christians held up Bibles when they were killing Indians. They held up Bibles when they were enslaving people. They held up Bibles when they were hanging and lynching people.
Any word on when Jesus is coming back? Right. Have you heard?
We don't know.
We must have the different, because the Bible I got ain't got none of that shit in it. I need that.
But you know, a lot of the bishops and people like that are denouncing, even the Pope denouncing what Trump did with the Bible and that church. He was like, nah, we're not part of that.
Why would they denounce what he did with the Bible as opposed to what he's doing to people of color or less different people? How come it's the Bible that got you all worked up? It's the Bible. I tell you what, it's only one group of people that's ever happy about this social distance thing we got on. I know one group of people that's happy about social distance, and those are altar boys. They are the ones.
I finally get an official break.
Thank God this motherfucker got to be 6. Can we do 12 feet?
I mean, it is D.O. Hughley Uncut.
It's that we have had these conversations over and over again, and what they want. When they protested in the 60s and they held their gloves up at the Olympics, that's not the way to do it. If you do it at an award show, that's not the way to do it. If Colin Kaepernick takes a knee, that's not the way to do it. There is literally no way that the power elite will accept a protest except not having a protest.
Yeah.
You're supposed to shut the fuck up and be happy.
Keep your hard feelings to yourself.
Exactly.
Well, for us anyway, for people of color, because protesting is supposed to be your right, right? However, we saw they dispersed that crowd in D.C.
They were peacefully
protesting, and they walked through on horseback with tear gas, and they had the helicopter come down, all of that.
And they were peacefully protesting, and they did. Here's the thing. This is the conundrum America finds itself in. This dude had people who were peacefully assembled, tear gas and those little bombs that they dropped.
Pepper bombs, yeah.
And Black Hawk helicopters. And they were peacefully protesting. What wouldn't he do? If I'll bomb people that aren't doing anything wrong to do what I want, what won't you do?
He put these people in a place where they feel like looting is not a right, but it's a necessity. You've made it necessary for me to get your attention by busting up your shit, because I've tried it every other way.
And people crack me up with, well, you know, if they're going to destroy something, like you hear black people, why are they breaking, tearing their own neighborhoods up? The niggas went to Louis Vuitton now. So it isn't, and that the people who are interested in doing, they have... evidence that there have been anarchists, there have been white supremacists, people who are even police officers who are interested in causing this kind of upheaval so they get to do what they want. And our response is always the same. And ultimately, what would have served us better is them being fair. If men who don't wear uniforms would go get arrested for doing that, then men who have them on should be arrested just as fast.
As well.
Right. Which is what I don't understand. They kept saying that they don't have enough evidence. They needed time to make sure they took everything into consideration. But my question is, what else were you looking at? Because you saw the same thing that we saw, and that was you saw this man lose his life, or his life being taken from as soon as I saw it, I knew it was wrong. So what was it that took you all of this time to decide that they needed to go to jail?
I don't know. They had to get their story together. And it is on every level, society continues to do the same things and fail. And what they want is for you to be quiet and things to go back to normal. That is a word we'll never get to use anymore, part because of COVID and now because the cat is out of the bag. Technology will never allow normal to... It is normal for America, in general, to see men and women of color to be killed in front of them. That's normal. That isn't aberrant. Like black and brown people being killed in the public square is normal.
Yeah, it's the movement of negative propaganda on steroids.
So you can't.
Yeah, but the question is, when the curfews are over, when the protesting and the looting is over, and when COVID is, whenever that is done, and what is normal now? What happens after?
Well, now at least when somebody whoop your ass, they have a mask on. That's nice.
So we won't know who did it. I'm just saying.
And then it's always these well-intended. People could get mad at me for saying this. There's no greater example of the well-intended, earnest public servant that is just trying to do their job right and things can sometimes than Amy Klobuchar. Now, I know that she might not have been in charge of this particular guy, in this particular time, but her resume is rife with examples of people in that in Minnesota being overly abusive and nothing being done about it. And now you get to see how that benign, like that Minnesota nice, is getting niggas killed.
Thank you. She is she is a head wolf of that very Minnesota pack.
Exactly.
And she is. Because even her record shows that she was disproportionate in terms of how she let the people go who should have been arrested.
Exactly.
And she prosecuted the ones who should not have been.
And all of it, and you could say whatever you want to say, the fact that she came to within a riot or uprising of potentially being the vice president of the United States of America. Now, I don't know how deep she was on the list, but the fact that someone who has that lack of action on her resume to lead us forward into more of this is she smiles like every white person I've ever seen that was going to do something bad to me smiled exactly just like that. She smiled like the broad at the bank to tell you can't have a loan.
Can't have it.
like the chick in the elevator with you who can't get.
Yeah. I bet she wasn't smiling the next morning, though, when she heard that guy's name.
Absolutely not.
I bet she wasn't. She was like, well, let me put my little suit back.
She got that grin like that white woman that's happy to give bad news.
Right.
Oh, you've got leukemia.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Validate.
Well, and it's just when you have policemen, police chiefs around the country who, you know, they have taken a stand. Derek, who guards me, and I'm pretty sure my Mexican.
What a job that is.
He guards me, and he always is like on, like a cop. So he's always even he, like you're finding people who traditionally have always held the blue line have no answers for this and no excuses, and there needs to be something done because America can't keep having its cities. I read the most interesting thing. It was in Vox, and it said these kinds of uprisings have happened. But usually in failed states. When you see what's happening in our streets right now, you usually have seen them in some third world country with a dictator. You don't see them traditionally here, and you see them time and time again, and they're getting more and more violent. Look at our scenes and tell me what's different from Palestine, or what's different from El Salvador, or what's different from China, or what's different from Russia.
And how we used to be able to, over dinner, look down on them.
Right. Right.
Well, now they're watching us. They're watching us, and they're wondering what in the hell is happening. There are places that are also protesting for us in London, and I saw this big march on Trafalgar Square. I looked at what was going on in Australia, and I thought to myself, I wonder what they're thinking about us now.
You know what's interesting? When Palestinians are giving Americans the ideas on how to deal with tear gas in your eyes, like I'm not even trying to be funny. Like how to deal with rubber bullets, all the things that they've seen. And so this notion of us has been challenged by a couple of things. One, a pandemic that we couldn't see, and one, a pandemic that we can. And all of our actions have been saying, we are an empire whose weaknesses are laid bare for the world to see. And they boast primarily the same thing. This notion of nobody matters but us and forget everybody poor. And it's this grand thing where we matter and you don't. Now look at what you have. You have Haiti hasn't had this guy. Malawi ain't got no fire. Well, they ain't got nothing to burn. But I'm just saying if they did.
Hey, if you're still using one of the big wireless providers this year, you have to ask yourself, what are you paying for? I mean, besides expensive retail stores, inflated prices, and hidden fees, you're being taken advantage of because they know you'll pay. Enter Mint Mobile. I use Mint Mobile, and they provide the same premium network coverage you used to, but at a fraction of the cost because everything is online. Mint Mobile saves on retail locations and overhead, then passes those savings directly to you. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free like I did, go to mintmobile.com/uncut. That is mintmobile.com/uncut. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/uncut.
Welcome back to D.L. Hughley Uncut. Our guest today is a rapper and a TV personality. He was in the groundbreaking group Public Enemy. You know that. Please welcome Icon Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav!
In the building! What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, man, out here in Vegas, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get through these metric pressures, man. Yes. You know?
Well, I tell you what, judging by the background, you found love and a good realtor.
I'm trying to tell you now, and I really found love with the heat, because I love heat.
Hey, man.
It helps keep my color.
You know that you've done something right when what you have done before is still resonant now. Your music, your school, your train of thought is more important and resonant now, perhaps than even when you guys started. Like, did you know that what you guys was doing was going to be this indelible, or were you guys just kind of winging it?
Wait, say that again, DL?
Your music, your music is really the soundtrack of what's happening right now. Did you know that it was going to be that indelible, or you just kind of were just hanging out?
Hey, yo, check this out, man. We just made the music, man, you know what I'm saying? Because the music was a must to be made. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the whole nine. And I ain't going to lie, but I'm going to tell you something, man. Like back in the days, man, we made a record, right, called Self Destruction.
Yeah.
Right now, it feels like we live in it.
Right.
Again. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? With everything that's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? It seems like we live in it.
Did you think that was 20, almost 30 years ago. Now.
Mm-hmm.
And did you think, that from the time you guys did that joint till now, has it gotten better? Is it the same? Is it worse?
Well, honestly, ever since we did that record, things did get better, but then she got worse again. You know what I'm saying? Then it got better, but now it's getting worse again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a seesaw, you know, the up and down thing, man. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine.
You
know what I'm saying?
When you talk about better, you said that it had got better and it was ebbing and flowing. In what ways, to you, in your estimation, had it got better?
Well, it got better because through the years, man, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of peaceful years. You know what I'm saying? In the whole shit. The only time things get violent, you know what I'm saying, is when these police, man, kill one of us, and then we got to fight for our justice, you know what I'm saying, in the whole nine. But for many years, though, we've had some peaceful years, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, things take a turn for the worse again, you know what I mean, in the whole nine. So, I mean, you know, that's what life is, man. It's a seesaw, up and down, up and down.
You in Public Enemy, y'all still tour, or you've toured for a very long time. You had a disagreement, what some people would deem a disagreement, a couple of months ago about political messages, and you took umbrage to your likeness being used in any kind of message, right? Is that some of it, the idea of it?
Well, see, let me tell you like this, DL. You know what I'm saying? You know my partner Chuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Who I most highly respect, man. You know what I'm saying? He's the politician of the group. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm just here to serve the people of the streets and the neighborhoods and shit. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. So when they went, when Chuck D went to perform for Bernie Sanders, they said that Public Enemy was performing for Bernie Sanders. And I said, no, Public Enemy isn't performing. Well, you're not doing that. I'm not performing for no Bernie Sanders. I don't care about politics, man, you know what I mean? So that was the beef, because, you know, I didn't want to do that and everything, you know what I'm saying? And then people wanted to throw me on the back burner, but everybody understood why, that I didn't want to get down with the situation.
So was it you didn't want to get down with the situation because it was politics, strictly,
yeah,
or you didn't want to get down with just Bernie Sanders?
No, I didn't want to get down with the situation because it was politics. I don't care about politics. I call it politics.
That's what it is. Well, that politics clarifies things.
I don't know. Our numbers just spiked in Atlanta for some reason. I don't know what happened.
So all the politics, they can have that, man. You know what I'm saying? Word up, man. Just give me my peoples, man. People that I can speak to, man, so we can try to make a difference. You know what I mean?
So you care. You very clearly care about people, what happens to them. You care about their well-being. You just don't think the political, and I think differently, but you don't think the political apparatus is where you best fit, where you can be best of use, right?
Hey, yo, check this out. Fuck politics.
Well, that was clear. We got that part. Now we get it.
Now, let me tell y'all something, man. I started to run for president. But I got scared. You know why?
Why?
I tell you why?
Why?
Because I thought that I might win for real.
No,
you might have. You might have. But if you...
Yeah, Hey, and if I do win, hey, let me tell you something. The first few words of my acceptance speech would be, but I was only joking.
Oh, I wish you were president.
That's on the DL. I mean the DL Hughley show.
I like it. But you know what? Here's the thing. How do you think, you were talking earlier about how it got better, it got worse. How do you think things can be effectively changed without politics? Like, how do you think we can have, some of the things that we need without the political apparatus?
Hey, yo, well, first of all, man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things that we need, it's going to take politics for us to get what we want.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard to do this shit without politics,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? And the whole nine. That's what this whole world is about right now, politics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So if we don't participate, like if we all decided that politics had no merit, what would change?
But say that again.
If it's true and we all decided, because I know, I to your point, the whole idea of politics is nauseating and I think destructive, and I think, but there are things that have come out of that arena that we definitely have needed. So if we all decided that there was nothing that could be earned from that or gleaned from that, how would things change?
I think things will change drastically, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For real. I think things will change pretty drastically. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, but then it depends on what we do about that change. You know how we treat it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to remember one thing, DL. That everything that we do, at the end of the day, there's an outcome. There's a result.
Right.
And if we can't take the weight of the outcome, then we shouldn't put ourselves into the situation.
Mm. Right. Dope. It's two people I know like you. One is George Foreman and the other is you. And I'll say George Foreman, we came to knowing him in one way, and then we got to love him and bought his grills, even though, you know, I don't understand that. you morphed in front of something. Like, people want you, they root for you. They want you to find love. They want you to do well. They fuck with you. They understand. But how, I only know two people who have kind of that thing, where we get to know them one way and know them the other way and still fuck with them. What do you have that you can, you and George Foreman have, that y'all can just do that?
Originality and reality. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing that I can say, oh, I am original. I am the original.
Oh, you definitely that.
I always keep it real with my peoples. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep it real with people, people keep it real with you. When you start faking moves on people, expect people to start faking moves back on you. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you something about George Foreman, man. He was always real with his. You know what I'm saying? For real. Not only that, but also, you had that George, and then his son George, and then his other son, son George. Hey, now that's real. That's real right there.
That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I can see how you thought you might win for president.
Right,
I can
yeah.
see it.
He got my vote.
I can see it.
What makes you What makes you happy? Because you seem very. You always seem fucking happy. That's annoying as hell. But what makes you so happy? What makes you happy?
Honestly, tell you the truth, I ain't happy. I'm glad right now. You know, it take a lot to make me happy, but I am glad. I'm glad that I'm awake today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To be able to speak to y'all, because there's a lot of people that went to sleep last night. They didn't wake up like we did today. You know what I'm saying? Good. So God is good. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. And not only that, but hey, DL, he even put people like you in my life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real. So I'm grateful for that. I'm glad for that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad to be alive today. You know what I'm saying? So my voice can make a difference, man. You know what I'm saying? Amongst all of this shit that's going on right now out here.
You
know what I'm saying? But that's what makes me glad, knowing that I got food on my table. You know what I'm saying? I can provide for my family. You know what I'm saying? In the whole nine. And, you know.
If you were running for president, which I want to be your campaign manager, because I want to make the poster fuck politics.
Yeah.
That shit is so dope.
And it would win.
And it would win.
It would win.
So when you run, hey, I want to be your campaign manager.
Hey, the only thing I can say is vote for me, I'll set you free, and I promise to put two Cadillacs in your garage.
And he's a winner.
And like most politicians, your ass is lying. That ain't going to be.
Yo, DL, you could be the VP, baby.
Wait a minute.
It's going to be a Cadillac and a half, yo, if I'm winning. Are you...